Well, if you were on a standard day, you would leave at 8 o'clock in the morning to go on parade. You were inspected that your uniform was as it should be. Even if it was your working uniform, you'd still got to look after it. Yeah, well, at Lossiemouth, we weren't on a camp, you see. The WAF were outside, but we had to march down to camp with the admin flight sergeant. Then we were dismissed at the camp, and then we went to our working section. And then at night, if we were coming back, it would be somewhere about 6 o'clock or so, 5 to 6 o'clock, depending upon the area you're in, and then you were marched back. But then it got to the stage, if you were living on the camp, you were reported and you were inspected, and then you were dismissed, and then you went to the things. But coming back home, they didn't bother, as long as you got back in, because you went back for tea or whatever was on. But if you didn't go to your meals at the time that they were stated, you didn't get any. You had to go buy it in the naffy, you see. So, or you probably had another canteen that someone else had provided, like the Scottish churches provided the church canteens, and you used to get some very nice meals in there. Whatever they could get, you got. But we were rationed like you were for sweets and tobacco and things like that. But, as again, you couldn't afford any more.